Is Prabhu there in the call?
Yes, I am there in the call. Yeah.
Thank you for your association in the group, Prabhuji. Today we are reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 25, chapter, verse 41 to 56. Darshan, sixth system of philosophy, Prabhu. Please take over the call, Prabhu.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Haram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Ato Jayamudire Nashtaprayesha Padreshu Nityam Bhagavate Vacham Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishchiki. Ugyat Vrandasya Yananjana Shalabhaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sma Padartikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamaram Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shirupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Sadivam Advaitam Savadhutam Harijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shakanvitamscha Shri Krishna Karuna Sindho Neenabandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Satrakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabharasute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalputa Rupyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Pratidanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishvebhyo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauravabhavata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Lord Punima is approaching. We are discussing Chaitanya Charitamrita, very interesting chapter. And my book is Chaitanya Pathmayam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Pathmayam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's story. So we have Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, your voice is breaking.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking the Vedic literatures, the entire summary of the Vedic literatures through five great people. So it is known as five great discussions. If you see teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which Srila Prabhupada wrote as a summary study of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, so this summary study of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it contains five discussions, five great. The first one is with Rupa Goswami, then Nathan Goswami, Ramanand Rai, and Sarmatachari, ultimately Prakashananda Saraswati. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the entire Vedic literatures, which contains three subject matters, Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana. Bhagavan Sambandha Bhakti Abhideya Praya Prayojana. Veda Tirakahe. In all the Vedic literatures, there are three subject matters which are spoken, Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana. We all know these three words. Sambandha means the relationship with Krishna.
Looks like he's dropped off.
Yeah, I'll try to connect him.
Yes, Lalitandi Mataji.
Krishna Prabhu, are you there?
Yes,
yes, ma'am. Going.
Yes.
Is everybody able to hear? Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So they are teaching the Lord Chaitanya given by Srila Prabhupada. And in that, he actually summarizes the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita in the sense that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave knowledge to the entire world through these five great discussions. Vamitrupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Ramanand Rai, Prakashananda Saraswati, and Saramakachari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed the entire Sambandha Jnana through the discussion which he had with Sanatana Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed the entire knowledge of Abhideya process through Rupa Goswami's conversations. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed the entire process, or not process, the goal of life, the nature of the goal of life, love of God through the discussions with Ramananda Rai. Now, three subject matters are over with these three discussions. What about the other two discussions? When somebody says, how is it that we are serving? There are so many conclusions about, so-called conclusions about Sambandha. Somebody says, we are Krishna. Somebody says, we are atom. So many different understandings are there. So all the understandings about the misunderstandings about the Sambandha Jnana are refuted in the discussion which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had with Sarvatachari. Now it comes to Abhideya, the process. Somebody may say, why only hearing and chanting is a process? Why not Jnana? Why not Yoga? Why not so many other processes are there which are even mentioned in the Vedas? So then we have to refute and establish that pure devotional service, bhakti is the process. So the process of refuting, the process of contemplation on the Abhideya, Abhideya Vichar, is revealed through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's discussions with Prakashananda Saraswati. It is a subject matter which is going on at present, that is discussions with Prakashananda Saraswati, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, before we actually go into the subject matter, it is always the tradition when we read the Chaitanya Charitamrita that we recite the first 14 verses of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Adilila, chapter 1, text number 1 to 14, because these 14 verses are the Mangalacharan of the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita. So when we do the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we are supposed to do the Mangalacharan of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So first I'll recite these verses and then we'll go to today's subject matter, which is there in the Matlila 25th chapter, 41st verse of ours. Vande Gurunne Shavatani Shami Shavataratan Tatprakashandu Tatshaktihe Krishna Chaitanya Sanjatam Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityando Sahodito Kodode Pushpavanto Chitro Sando Samonato Yadadvaitam Brahmapanishadi Tadadvyasthitanubha Yantaryan Purushaha Ityantaryan Purushaha Isosyam Shavaibhava Shade Ishwaryai Purno Yahya Padavanta Swayam Mayam Nasidanya Krishna Jagadiparatasvam Paramiha Anasvita Charim Chirat Karanaya Tirinatkalo Samarpaitum Natodjarasam Savartishriyam Haripurata Sundara Sitikadam Vasande Pitaha Sadarodaya Kandare Suradvasa Chinandanaha Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikradhani Shaktirasma Eka Mana Vasival Purpura Deha Vedam Gatavato Chaitanyakyam Prakatamaduna Tadvayam Shaikyamastam Radha Bhavati Visuvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vaneva Svadhyo Inadbhuta Madrima Kidrisho Vamadiya Saukyam Chastya Matlabhata Kidrisham Vethi Lobhat Sadbhava Kesuma Janishchik वसुन्धुवरेन्दु सङ्कर्षणकारणोपविशायि गर्भोदशायि च पयोद्विषायि शेषश्चेच्छां सकलात् नित्यानन्दाश्रामं शरणं ममस्तु मायादीते व्यापिवैकुण्ठलोके पूर्णेश्वरे श्रीचतुर्व्यूहमध्ये रूपं यस्योद्वात्सङ्कर्षणाख्यं तं श्रीनित्यानन्दरामं प्रपद्ये मायावर्ता जाण्डगङ्गाक्षयाङ्गः कीर्तिसाक्षात् कारणां बोधिमध्ये ेकांशिकुमानादिदेव तं श्रीनित्यानन्दरामं प्रपद्ये यस्यां शां शं स श्रीयगर्भोदशायि यन्नाथ्यं लोकसङ्घासनालं लोकषष्ठसुतिगादामदातुस्तं श्रीनित्यानन्दरामं प्रपद्ये यस्यां शां शां सः परमात्मगिनानां पुष्टाविष्टर्दादिबुद्धातिशैली क्षोभिनीभर्ता यत्कालस्योऽप्यनन्तस्तं श्रीनित्यानन्दरामं प्रपद्ये महाविश्वजगत्कर्ता माययायः सृजत्यतः अस्यावतारे वायम् अद्वैताचार्यश्वरः अद्वैतम् हरिरद्वैताचार्यम् रत्संशना वच्चावतारम् एकन्तम् अद्वैताचार्यमाश्रये अन्तत्वात्मकम् कृष्णम् भक्तरूपस्वरूपकम् भक्तावतारम् भक्ताख्यम् नमामि भक्तशक्तिपम् सौ We have the discussions between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prakashananda Saraswati practically just got over, which is described in the Adilila in a very elaborate way. So we will not go into the entire discussion which is in Adilila because now the summary is coming up. After the discussion went on, what happened was the news spread everywhere about the discussions. The entire Banaras, there are thousands of Mayavadi sannyasis. They were discussing the conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prakashananda Saraswati, which happened in the Maharashtra Brahmin's house where he was invited there. Now, the conversion of Prakashananda Saraswati, it is a very unique conversion that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not argue much with Prakashananda Saraswati. But with Charvandacharya, there was a lot of argument which went on. Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the place where he was invited, Maharishi Brahman invited all the sannyasis also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat at the place where they are washing the feet. Then when you go into the house, you are washed the feet. That's not considered a very clean place. So Prakashananda Saraswati saw the sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is effulgence coming from the body of Chaitanya was so wonderful that he was so captivated just by the beauty of Chaitanya. Now we know that the famous verse in Bhagavatam says that how in the Kali Yuga Krishna comes to Chaitanya. Krishna varnam disha krishnam sanga upanga atra parshadam sa anga upanga atra parshadam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came with astra. What is that astra? The first astra is his beauty. Krishna is sandarpa koti kamaniya visheshobham. It is koti koti kamaniya visheshobham. So the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the effulgent Chaitanya was so wonderful, which is actually the effulgent Krishna Radharani, love for Krishna, Krishna prema, which is manifesting in the body of Chaitanya was so wonderful. Prakashananda Saraswati got conquered by it. Already defeated, no argument required. And then Prakashananda Saraswati comes forward and then extends his hand to Chaitanya. Oh, why are you sitting here? Please come, this is not proper place. Come sit along with us. So he did seva. So Prakashananda Saraswati, though he was a Mayavadi, sannyasi, with 6,000 Mayavadi disciples, sannyasi disciples, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu created Sukriti in his heart, just by making him, and attracting him, and making him do some seva. That is why not much argument was there. So now, after the entire argument got over here, what happened? One of the disciples of Prakashananda Saraswati, began to speak in the assembly. He started saying, Prakashananda Shishya Ekva Tahara Samana. And his disciple was not just one more disciple, Sarasamana. He was actually as good as Prakashananda Saraswati. Samaramadhya Kahe Prabhu Kariya Samana. So he offered respect to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he started glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is the current context which is going on. He went on glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saying that these Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, which are actually very clear, and I've been hearing about the teachings of Sripad Shankaracharya, the High Spiritual Master, but whenever I heard, it was not very clear. The interpretations were not very clear. Because Sripad Shankaracharya accepted the indirect descriptions of the Lord, indirect meaning of the verses. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he explains, everything is so clear. And we have been discussing about Brahman, 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 but actually the real meaning of Brahman, Brahma Shabda, Mukhyartha Kohe Bhagavan. The real meaning of Brahman is Bhagavan. If you just take Brahman as the impersonal aspect, it is only just reducing the glory of the Brahman. So in this way, he goes on quoting different verses, Samshnat Bhagavatam and from Bhagavad Gita and Upanishads to establish that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contributions are perfect. Now, I will ask to speak from the 41st verse. And he says, Vedanta Sutra, Sutrera Parinamavada Tahanamanya. Now, we should know what is the meaning of the word Parinamavada. Vada means the philosophy. Here, Parinamavada refers to the philosophy which talks about how this world has manifested, the connection between the Supreme Lord and this world. So there are many, many philosophies regarding this. There is something called Brahma Parinamvada, and there is something called Vivartavada, and something called Parichedavada. There is something called Pratibimbavada. And there is something called Drishti-Shruti Vada. So many different vadas are there. So our philosophy regarding how this world is manifest, and everybody should remember this. Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we should remember this one phrase. Shakti Parinama Vada. So all the sutras, Vedanta sutras are clearly talking about that this world is the manifestation of the transformation of Krishna's energy. So from Krishna, there are many energies which are emanating. They emanate and expand and transform. Emanation, expansion and transformation of Krishna's energy, this world is made. So he says, the Sutrera Parinama Sahanamaniya, these Mayavadis, they don't accept that energy, the Lord has energy. If you want to summarize the entire Mayavada philosophy in one line, just say that those who don't accept Krishna has energy, the Lord has energy, is a Mayavada. And what has happened instead of that, they accept the Vivartavada. Of course, Shankaracharya Vivartavada. Later on, his disciples and his grand disciples, they to cover one life, you tell 100 lives. So there are more than 100 varieties of Mayavada, not just one variety. Of course, Sripa Shankaracharya, he stressed on this Vivartavada philosophy. Vivartavada, of course, we don't want to discuss much about it. But Vivartavada was one of the vadas which Sri Madhvacharya had completely destroyed. Sripa Shankaracharya said, Dhamma Satyam Jagat Nitya. He said, this world is Nitya. It is only illusion. It is Nitya. How? He says, like a rope and snake example, Sripa Shankara gives. When you're walking on the road, oh, you're afraid of seeing a snake. But actually, it's not a snake, it's a rope. So, snake is not there, but you are afraid of the snake, which is not there. In the same way, you're afraid of this world, which is not there. You see, as much as there's no snake, still you're afraid of it. And fear is one of the emotions. So we are all having these emotions out of the ignorance which makes us think that this world is real. The moment you think this world is not there, it is unreal, then your ignorance is gone. So then you actually think, you know you're Brahman, you're God. So Vivartavada is that. Vivarta means the theory of illusion. Parinama means the theory of transformation. And Pariccheda means the theory of cleavage or fragmentation, the theory of fragmentation. Pratibhambavad means the theory of reflection. Of course, when we study the Bhagavad Gita, these words are formed. Even if we accept the theory of reflection, the Prabhupada talks in the second chapter. The soul is not cleavable. Even if you add the theory of fragmentation, use the word, Parichedavad. Now here, Sripa Shankaracharya, Vivartavad has been described. And Sripa Shankaracharya takes the same example of what Sripa Shankaracharya uses and says, yes, when you are walking on the road, you find a rope and you think it to be a stick. That is why you are having all horrible experiences. Actually, it is not a snake, it is rope. But here, Madhvacharya raises the point. When the person is walking the road, he saw the rope and he thought it to be a snake. Why he thought it to be a snake? Because there is a snake, real snake somewhere else. For illusion to occur, there should be a real illusioner. Illusion is true, it is false. But for the illusion to be created, there should be somewhere a real thing which actually caused the illusion. That person who saw the rope and thought to be a snake, because he had an experience of a real snake somewhere else in some other time. So in this world, we have two kinds of Brahma. One is Ananda Brahma and Vaikuntha Brahma. Two kinds of illusions. One of these, we think the world is permanent. My house is permanent, my wife is permanent, my husband is permanent, I can live with them. We don't know, tomorrow we wake up, we find that actually we are not there. Somebody is not there. Who knows? This is called Vaikuntha Brahma. Another is we think that, I have some happiness in this world. Why are we thinking like this? Why we have these two illusions that there is happiness? And there is eternal nature. Eternity and happiness, we are searching out in this world because we have an experience of real happiness and real eternity. So for the illusion to occur, there should be illusioner, which should be real. So that's why Sri Padmacharya says there is a real snake that is spiritual world. Like there is a real happiness and real eternity somewhere else which you have experienced it. And now comes the rope itself is real. So the snake is not real, but the rope is real. So here there are two realities. One is the rope, other is the snake elsewhere, not here. The illusion is not in the rope. Why you have to call it rope illusion? The illusion is in the mind of the person who is looking at the rope. Illusion is in the conscious person. This is how Sri Padmacharya refutes this Vattavad philosophy. So I need to cover so many verses, so I'll just go further. Now, the disciple of Rashtra, so he goes on further saying, Yeta kalpita artha pane nahi bhajya shastra chadi u kalpana ashande bhujaya. He says, Sri Padmacharya, his interpretation and imaginary meaning, it does not actually appeal to the mind of the sane man. Just see what powerful statement. He has been studying Shankara Bhaksha for years and years. And now, just by the association of Sri Chaitanya, just by hearing one conversation, what he says, it actually appeals to a sane man. It does not actually appeal to the mind of a sane man. That means one who accepts the philosophy of Mayavada is actually insane. Shastrachari, Kukalpana, Pashanda, Bhajaya. This he has done only to convince the atheist. Ashanda, Bhajaya. Ashanda means the atheistic people. Now comes the subject for the history of philosophy. So there are two subject matters. One is the history of our philosophy and the philosophy of our history. So philosophy for history is another deep subject. Now, the present subject is the history of a philosophy. So what is the history of a philosophy? We know Buddha, he appeared because many Brahmins at the time before Buddha's appearance, after the Kali Yuga started, Jivan Narasa, just for the sake of tongue. They are doing animal sacrifices left, right, center without considering the purpose of sacrifice. Then Krishna has to come as Buddha and then say, oh, nindasi yajna vijayaraha sriradam. So he told, no, don't do any sacrifice. Just follow me. Ahimsa avadamo dharma. When people ask him, what about God? Then if you say, don't accept sacrifice, don't accept Veda, Buddha rejected the Veda. But how can he say there is no God? When people ask him, what about God? He just kept it. Because when he says God, then he has to bring the Veda back again. So, Buddha's silence was translated as atheism, no God. So many books were written on atheism. Buddhism was so prevalent. Now, how long without Vedic authority, how people can come back from back to God? So Krishna was saying, Sri Parashankaracharya, to delude the atheistic people, the Buddhists. Buddhism means atheism, the non-Vedic atheism. So what happened? Sri Parashankaracharya, he went around boundaries of India three times and defeated the Buddhists, sent the Buddhists out of the country. That is why you find even till today, Buddhists are all there on the borders of the Bhutan, in Sri Lanka, in China, in all these places. They are driven away by Sri Parashankaracharya. So the purpose of Shankara's appearance is to delude the Buddhists, delude the atheistic people, and bring back a Vedic authority. So here, Sri Parashankaracharya's philosophy, why is that he spoke a deep philosophy, though he's not true, Vaishnavana Madhasha? No, it is because of the order of Krishna. So he's talking about that. Then he says, Paramartha Vichara Gela Pare Bhaktravada Amukti Mukti Pave Kaha Krishnera Prasada. So these people, those who are Mayavadi philosophers, they don't even care for liberation on all mercy of Krishna. So what they do? They just go on arguing and giving counter argument. There's no point in just even talking to you and discussing about it. Because Yata Sutra Artha Acharya Pariyate Aschadan. What is it? Shankara do? Aschadan. He completely covered the real meaning of the Vedanta Sutra in the Vyasa. Actually, the vata or the spoke, what is spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? The satya is truth. Chaitanya Gosai kahe jai matasa. And he said, whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said is actually the essence of all the philosophy. Arayata mata jai sabha sara kara. Whatever other philosophies are there, there's only destruction. Yes, Sahisai Kara, Krishna, Sankirtan. Then what he did? After speaking this, he started doing Kirtan, Sankirtan. Because the purpose of Katashan Saraswati Samvad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is to establish Abhideya Vichara. The process is what? Sankirtan. So after deliberation on what is the process, ultimately, the real process, Harinam Sankirtan, chanting the names of Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam of spiritual master is established here. So, Yesapari, Seikare, Krishna Sankirtan. So, Prakashan Saraswati's disciple, he started doing the Kirtan. Then, Shri Prakashan, the Sichu Kahenavachan. From now onwards, Prakashan Saraswati started speaking. Now, let us see what Prakashan Saraswati and analyze some verses of it. Acharyera agraha advaitavada sthapite tate sutrartha vyakshakare anyarite. Katachandra is told. Shiva Shankaracharya was very eager to establish the philosophy of monism. Therefore, he explained Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta philosophy in a different way to support monistic philosophy. Now, Shiva, Shankaracharya, biggest flaw, even in any debate, in any argument, in any commentary, is this. Because Prakashananda is a very, very loving personality. He says that Shiva Shankaracharya had ulterior motives while he translated or he gave commentary to Vedanta Sutras. He wanted to establish Advaitavada Sapika, to establish his own philosophy. What he did, he interpreted the scriptures. He did not conclude the philosophy of Advaitavada. Already in the beginning itself, in the Sharita Bhashya, he said, I am going to establish Advaitavada, Yuveshwaravada, living in the Brahman. This world is Mithya. So he had an agenda behind, before behind giving his country. So that is why the commentary given by Sripad Shankaracharya on Vedanta Sutra is not a commentary at all. He is using Vedanta Sutra to establish his point rather than explaining the Vedanta Sutra and establishing what Vedanta Sutra is about. Now, this point is also discussed in Sarvakacharya. There also the same point is discussed. That is, how Sripad Shankaracharya, instead of actually giving conclusion to the Vedanta Sutra, he actually had his own agenda and then used the Vedanta Sutra to set up his agenda. Now, Bhagavata, Manila, Advaita, Nayaya, Sapana, Ateva, Savashastra, Asaraya, Pandana. So, in one action, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the philosophy that maintains that God and living entities are one cannot be established. So, what is Sri Shankaracharya do? If you accept Krishna's Supreme Personality of Godhead, then Jiveshwara means the Jiva and Ishwara, same, one and the same, cannot be established. So, he had to go to such an extent that he had to refute all the scriptures and establish wrong philosophy, wrong conclusion. Ye granta karta chaye swamata sapite satvera sahajarta nahi tahapaite. Anybody who wants to explain his own opinion by using scriptures cannot do it by using the Sastreva Sahaja Artha. There are three types of meaning. Mukhya Vritti, Gauna Vritti, and Rakshana Vritti, or Vritti. Now, if you have some sentence or some word, you can take the direct meaning. Other is the indirect meaning. Other is the intended or the Lakshana Vritti. So these three things are very deep subject matter in philosophy and literature also. I will not go deep into it because the heading says the six systems of philosophy. I don't know why I was chosen for this. I will come to the point. Now, Sripad Shankaracharya had to take the indirect explanation, not the direct explanation, because he had his own agenda. Now, after destroying the philosophy of Mayavada, then he speaks about the six systems of philosophy. Now, if you see, in the first chapter, Srila Prabhupada says, one can sit in the Vyasasana only after studying the six systems, after being converted with the six systems of philosophy. By which he can, the Bhavatam can be explained in defense with the other six systems of philosophy. There, we know, Sutta Goswami's glories are in this way. The speaker of Bhagavatam's glories are in this way. Oh, Paya, Purana, Ninti, Vihata, Nitanaga, Atsat, Janaritani, Dharmashastra, Nyanata, Yani, Vedrigam, Srishko, Bhagavan, Bhavaraya, Nyetan, Smaya, Sutta, Paravara, Govidu. So in that word, purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about it. Anyecha Munayha Sutta, Paravara. Anyecha Munayha. There are so many other munis who had given the philosophy before the Vyasa appeared. So these philosophies are six in number. Nyaya, Vaisheshika. Then you have Sankhya, Purvamamsa, Yoga, Purvamamsa, and Uttaramamsa Maya. So Maya has been already said, other five are like Nyayavaishya Sankhya Upurumamsa. Now, these five philosophies, so the sixth one is the Maya philosophy. These philosophies are atheist. Now, see, for Prakashananda Saraswati, he's actually talking about them. And they'll say, not only Shiva Shankaracharya is wrong, but here, the other philosophers, they are also wrong. Imam Sarapahe, Ishwarahaya, Karmera, Anga. And who are these Mimamsakas? These Mimamsakas are Puru Mimamsa. Mimamsaka means current Mimamsa, Puru Mimamsa. And one who established this philosophy of Puru Mimamsa is Jaimini. So Jaimini, who is the author of this Mimamsa philosophy, or Puru Mimamsa, current Mimamsa, for him, the goal of life is Swarga. Go to Swarga and enjoy. And then, what is the process? The process is just do sacrifices as mentioned today. Just go on doing sacrifices, to practice the Vedic preachers, and then do sacrifice, and by which you get punya. When you get punya, you can go and enjoy. Enjoyment is the goal of life for those Mimamsaka. So he is the most dangerous philosopher among all the other 56 philosophers. These Mimamsakas, they are demigod worshippers, but very, very dangerous demigod worshippers. They don't even consider the demigods to be a person. They only consider the demigods to be the sound forms of sound forms, that's all, sound projections, that's all. When they chant the mantras, a particular demigod and Vedic mantra, then the demigod appears, and then they say, Parmera Anga. They say that if you do good, then God has to give you good. That means you can bring God under control by your performance of pious activities. So all the Vedic rituals you follow, it is only one purpose, is what to bring God under your control. Like we hear this statement by our mother, my mother used to tell. See, if you study nicely, God will give you good result. If you do good, God will give you good. Well, what is this will? That means you are binding God. Karmeranga, you are making God as a subservient to your activity. Of course, I don't want to go deep into this current philosophy. Actually, they are the first enemy of Vedanta. The word, the first aphorism of the Veda, of the Vedanta Sutras, Tathokamajigyasa. So, yes, it is addressed to defeat the Karma Mimamsa philosophy. Because the question is, Tathokamajigyasa. Mimamsa, they ask the question, what is the question? Veda talks about Dharma. Why you require to inquire into Brahman? What is the necessity? You practice Dharma and be happy. Why you have to inquire? Why is God? Why you have to inquire about God? Because the God has given you Veda. What is there in the Veda? Forget about God. You don't have to inquire into God. Because God's instructions, practical instructions, are more important than the theory describing about God. So in the Veda, you'll find Karmakanda and Jnanakanda. They say, what kind of practicality is there in the Jnanakanda? Will you go on describing God, inquire about the world? It's only just theory. What is important is practical. We are doing practical. Then you hear a Bhagavatam class. Like this class you are hearing, it is all philosophy and discussion. And one person says, Prabhu, tell something practical. Do you think anything more practical can be there in sitting and hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita Bhagavatam? There's nothing more practical than this. So it becomes the contamination in our consciousness. What is contamination? Practical. I want something practical. That is called Karma Mimamsa. So they say the descriptions about God, they are not important. The practicality is important. And they even say, Why you require even your own scriptures, that is Upanishads? Upanishads are saying, what they say, Ishavasya Upanishad says, Kurvanne veya karmani jivishesha tattum samaha. Kurvanne, veya karmani jivishesha. Upanishad is saying, you should do your karma for 100 years. Valadi Vidyabhushan points out, why did Karanam slap? First, you have forgotten one word. Kurvan. Iha karmani. It is not kurvan. Iha karmani. Kurvan. Eva. Eva. See the previous word. Eva means like this way. What is this way? How do you do karma? Knowing that Isha, Vasha, Vitam, Dharvam, Yathin, Tiratyan, Tiratera, Tiratera. So knowing, you act. Without knowledge, act. That is going to be bondage. So just see how subtly the first part of the Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta Sutra, Atha Dharma Vidyasa, Atha, since your Dharma Vidyasa is only going to lead to temporary results, that is why you should inquire to the Absolute. The descriptions in the Vedic literature about the Absolute Truth, they are actually the souls of our karma. They are inspiration for karma. If you see karma independent of jnana, knowledge, then what happens? You are going to be bound. It is bondage. And you think by this bond, the karma which binds you, you are thinking that karma can bind God? Of course, we can go on arguing and counter-arguing on this current on philosophy. But I don't want to do much more because I need to cover 6 systems here. So now, Karanam, Kathahai, Ishvara, Hoy, Karma, Anga. Then now we say, Sankhya Paye, Chapatera, Prakriti, Karanata, Sambha. The Sankhya philosophers. Who are they? Sankhya philosophers is established by Kapila. Kapila, there are two Kapilas. You know very well. The Theistic Kapila. And there is one Theistic Kapila. Devayuti Kapila, Theistic Kapila. So Devayuti Kapila, our Kapila in the third canto of Bhagavad. Somehow it so happens that both the Kapilas, their philosophy is Sankhya, both the Kapilas had a disciple called Asuri. Same name. So there is a 100% chance of getting confused to such an extent the confusion has gone so deep even till today. Even the Vaishnava philosophers in Madhva, even in Shivaishnava, they believe there is only one Kapila. Because the philosophy is the same. The name of the proponent is the same. And the disciple is also the same. So very, very difficult to distinguish until we know we need both of the philosophies and find that both are actually talking two different philosophies. One is a theistic Kapila. Clearly said, God is not required. God is not there. That is one philosophy, atheism. But just imagine, this is God is not required. Whether he is there or not there, don't bother about it. He's not required. That is why Sankhya is the height of all atheism. The source of all atheism is Sankhya. Although we find Nyaya Vaisheshika and all Buddhism and all, the mother of all atheism is Sankhya, is Kapila. Because they say there are only two things required, Prakriti and Purusha. Two realities. You are Purusha means soul. The soul and world, that's all. So when they come together, there's a huge, nice, wonderful description of what is Prakriti, what is Purusha, what is soul. 4 chapters in Sankhya. And one of the greatest commentators on the Sankhya philosophy, Ishvara Krishna, Sankhya Karika Avali, he gives a big commentary to it. So, 4 chapters deal with 4 subject matters. Number 1 is Prakriti, one is Purusha, 2nd chapter, 3rd chapter. When they come together, then the description of the sufferings of this world, ultimately, when liberation, when they separate. Who brings them together? Who separates them? There is no requirement. They say, like an old man, a blind man, and a lame man, both of them come together. But both of them come together because both are conscious. Prakriti and Purusha, they are one is conscious, one is not. We give another example to say they come together like a magnet and iron. But here, in your example, magnet and iron both are unconscious. Whereas Prakriti and Purusha, one is conscious, one is unconscious. Now they say, now the redness and the beetle. When you chew the beetle, your mouth becomes red. So automatically this happens. So this word automatic, paishan, automatic, this theory, conscious theory. Actually, Srila Prabhupada was walking in the encyclopedia of all of existence of philosophy. That is why he was not only answering, not just answering perfectly, just because he was Krishna conscious, he knew the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. He knew the six systems of philosophy so thoroughly that he knew very well when somebody spoke something, which system of philosophy is he speaking, which ignorance is he speaking, because six systems of philosophy are nothing but ignorance. So when somebody asks a question, he's asking a question of a doubt based on ignorance. If you don't know that ignorance, you cannot answer the question properly. The Srila Prabhupada, perfect questions, perfect answers. Because he knew perfectly well the other person's ignorance. Once he was talking in Russia to Katowski, Professor Katowski. Then Katowski was telling him, oh Swamiji, we believe everything is nature. And Prabhupada said, who's nature? One line was enough to defeat a big professor. Because when Katowski told that everything is nature, he's actually talking Sankhya philosophy. Then here Srila Prabhupada, he knew that what philosophy, what wrong philosophy, what ignorance is speaking, and he gave the exact answer. So it's very interesting to read all the conversations of Prabhupada which he had. The science of self-realization, life comes from life, and all different conversations, small books. Even till today I finish reading those books. Small books, science, self-creation, life comes from life, perfect question, perfect answer. Because you can really find how Srila Prabhupada was so expert in not just knowing what is his own philosophy, that is, the Swamatha Sthapana, and other one is Paramatha Khandana. That is, defeating, refuting the antagonistic philosophy, because he knew very well what ignorance they are speaking about. So knowledge means to know what is truth and what is false, what is untrue. That is why Srila Prabhupada says, if you want to really present Bhagavatam very nicely, you should know the six systems of philosophy. Because in defiance of the six systems of philosophy, you can present Bhagavatam, and the Bhagavatam becomes like a sun, as brilliant as a sun, as bright as a sun in the minds of people who are hearing. So Sankhya kahe jagata prakriti karana prasanga. Yes, Prakriti, Jagatara, Prakriti, Karana Prasanga. So how this world came into existence? It is because of nature. Everything is nature. So you don't require any God. So like that, they give example. Another example which they give is about the scorpions coming from the rice. No, scorpions don't come from rice. Actually, their mother scorpion who lays eggs in the rice, and the eggs are giving birth to the scorpion. So, life comes from life. So, this whole world just doesn't come automatically. There is a conscious person behind it. Anyhow, Nyaya kahe paramanu haite vishwa kahe mayavadi nirvishesha dhamme hetu kahe. So these two philosophers, Nyaya Vaisheshika, we just club them together because both are similar philosophers, but a lot of difference in what they seek. Nyaya Vaisheshika, Nyaya is established by Gautama and Vaisheshika is by Kannada. Of course, they are different names too. Kannada is also known as Kanabhuja, who was actually eating atoms. One was known as Akshapada because he was meditating on his feet, not the feet of the Supreme Lord. That is the problem. When you look at your own feet, then you land up into so-called modern science. The modern science derives their whole philosophy, or their sutras from Nyaya sutras. Paramana vaite vishvai. So they say, atoms are the source of everything. Actually, what these six sages spoke about is answer to one question. What is that one question? Where everything comes from? Janma Atyashatha. So to find out the answer for this question, from where everything comes from, they open questions. Interestingly, for all the six systems of philosophy, the philosophers, the book or the books from which they derive their philosophy are Upanishads. They searched out this one question, where everything comes from these six systems of Upanishads, and came to different conclusions, six conclusions. One said, atoms, jnana, the source of everything. Others told the combinations of atoms of everything, are the source of everything, and vaisheshika. And the other one, third one, prakriti, material nature is the source of everything, that is a their conclusion, that is Sankhya. And then yoga, Patanjali, it's all universal consciousness. Universal consciousness is not the Paramatma, the real Paramatma. You assume the Paramatma. Like in a mathematical equation, we assume x equal to something. It's an assumption. There's no x in the beginning, and there's the x at the end. It's only in the middle. So this assumed Paramatma, universal consciousness, that is the source of everything. And karma is the source of everything. That is Karmamamsa, established in Jaimini, Yoga is established in Patanjali, we know very well. And Kapila established the system of philosophy called Sankhya. And in the Upurvamamsa by Jaimini, the karma is the source of everything. And ultimately you have the Uttaramamsa, the Vyasa Sutras, Vedanta Sutras, the Mayava interpretation, that is the sixth ignorance. So, Jnaya kahe, paramanu hai te vishwahai, mayavadi nirvishesha brahma. This mayavadi says nirvishesha brahma is everything. Patanjali kahe, ishvara hai, surupam jnan. So, this Patanjali is saying, this ishvara is actually surupam jnan. First, surupam jnan here means universal consciousness, which is a proxy paramatma, not the real paramatma. Vedamate kahe chayara swayam bhagavan. But Vedas clearly say that bhagavan, swayam bhagavan, is the source of everything. Janmatyachataha. Now, chayara chay vata vyasa kavila avartana chayi sabha sutralana vedanta varnana. So what did Vyasa do? He took all the sutras of philosophy, studied them, and he refuted them, summarized them in the Vedanta philosophy. Now, what is Vedanta Sutras? Why Vyasa had to write the Vedanta Sutras? There are two purposes of writing Vedanta Sutras. One is Paramata Khandana. He had to destroy the six systems of philosophy. Samatha Sthapana, he had to establish Krishnadana, philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And that is the reason Vedanta Sutras are written. So if you study the Vedanta Sutras, then you not only come to know what the systems of philosophy are, you also come to know how to refute them, and ultimately you come to know what is your philosophy. Of course, Vedanta Sutras are given a natural commentary on Vedanta Sutras in Srimad Bhagavatam. So when you study the Srimad Bhagavatam, then naturally, the six systems of philosophies are spontaneously refuted and Krishna conscious philosophy is established. This is the thing, and ultimately, Vedanta Mate Dhamma Sakara Rupana Nirguna Vedirikte Etina Kaheta Saguna. So, you have Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta philosophy, absolute truth is the first. And the word Nirguna, somebody may say, oh, it's Vedanta Sutras. The word Nirguna is used, in Upanishad Nirguna is used. No quality. The purpose of using the word Nirguna is to show that the Lord has no material qualities. The Lord has spiritual qualities. Paramakarana Ishvara Pahe Nahimane Swaswa Mate Sthapane Paramate Rathandane. So those philosophers who actually don't accept the Supreme Lord Krishna, what they do, just for the sake of samatasthapana, establishing their own philosophy, and to destroy the philosophy, go on wrangling. None of the six systems of philosophy. That is why they don't know what is truth. Mahajana, ekahe, itre, satyavani. So how can we know the truth? And Prakash answers this, there is no other way other than accepting the path of Mahajanas. Mahajana, evadatsukanta. So he concludes this. In one sense, he concludes this. First is Pravachan, Prakashan Sarasvati, saying that if you just read the six systems of philosophy, you not conclude anything. If you really want to know the conclusion, you just have to follow what Mahajanas have told. Hey, Satyavani. Please start with any questions, please to us.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much. Thank you so much for coming on the call and speaking on this topic. I have a few questions. Can you throw more light on this concept of assumed Paramatma as you were talking about the yoga philosophy? And a follow-up question for that is, we also say Patanjali was an expansion or an amsha of Sesha, who's a devotee, and he does have some devotional aspects in his philosophy. So can you first explain what is assumed Paramatma and then also address the second half of the question, Prabhu? Thank you so much.
Yeah. What happened is when Kapila wrote the Sankhya Sutra, and which is atheistic, and people saying atheist, but then he told, no, I accept God. So then he wrote accepting Paramatma. And when people read the Kapila's philosophy, because there's nothing practical. So Patanjali told, I'll give something practical. So based on the philosophy of atheism of Kapila, Patanjali, he added some kind of imaginary God in it, and he added some practicality to it, by Ashtanga Yoga and all this. Now, people stand worshipping Patanjali, thinking that he sees. So Vyasa, he wrote a commentary on Patanjali Yoga Sutras because he claims to be theistic. And Vyasa, while commenting on the Patanjali Yoga Sutras, he proved that Patanjali is an atheist. It is Vyasa's commentary. It is Vyasa's commentary on the Patanjali Yoga Sutras. It's still available. The book is available in English. So in that commentary, Vyasa clearly refutes the philosophy of Patanjali, and not only that, he establishes, though he calls himself, he's actually a atheist. Now, he's a kind of sensation, that is what people say. Even Gautama, he thinks he's only a personality. Into whose house Lord Ramachandra came? No, he's not. All the philosophers, like Shankara, Shankaracharya, he's not Sakshashiva, Shankara Sakshat. So Krishna, he manifested these six systems of philosophy, which are his energy, Krishna's energy. These are all Krishna's energy, atheistic energy of Krishna. So they are manifest through great sages. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna manifested through Arjuna, making Arjuna go into illusion. Actually, Gautama is not ordinary soul. Kanala is not ordinary soul. They are great sages. But it is the will of Krishna that he manifests. Now, Patanjali as the amsha of Ananta is not accepted by any of the Vaishnava acharyas. So we don't want to really go into details of why they accept him as Ananta. If we are accepting him as Ananta, then Ananta himself has spoken as Ramanuja. Why don't you accept exactly how Ramanuja has completely refuted him, certainly like made him like cry in Sri Bhasha? Because Ramanuja, for him to establish Sharanagati, he had to give up this refute the yoga process, which is so much of endeavor from your own side, controlship of your senses by your own, from your own endeavor. All these things are refuted by Tamas. And that is why we don't have to really bother about who is Patanjali. And Vyasa has clearly told, any point that Patanjali has told, you're non-Vedic. Nowhere in the Upanishads are found about the five kinds of ignorance he talks about, and five kinds of vrittis he talks about. They're not found. And sometimes you devotees, we read Yoga Sutras and then try to incorporate in art of mind control and all. No, we just not do all these things. Because Vyasa has told Patanjali to be a teacher. Of course, there are certain statements in the Patanjali Yoga Sutras which he accepts God. Like Sri Prabhupada says, even Dhamma, even Shankaracharya accepted Narayana Parojyatta, Narayana is God. He just takes one point. That doesn't mean Prabhupada is actually certifying Shankaracharya as philosophy, is Vaishnava philosophy. So even in the purport of Srila Prabhupada, he quotes to the sutras of Patanjali to say, even Patanjali accepted Vishnu as God. But that doesn't mean Patanjali is philosophy, is the Vaishnava, no.
Yes, Prabhu. So this assumed consciousness, assumed Paramatma is not the real Paramatma that a yogi see. Is that how you understand it? Or?
Yeah, because
Patanjali
doesn't access Paramatma. Upadrishta, Anamanta, Bharta, Bhokta. The Bharta, Bhokta part is totally missing. He is only taking Paramatma and Upadrishta. That's all. Over here. The other aspect of Paramatma being a conscious reciprocator the conditioned soul and the soul who is actually on the process of self-realization, that is not there.
Then only a devotee actually realizes Paramatma as he is.
Yeah, it's only devotee.
Okay.
It's only devotee. That is why when Krishna, when he speaks yoga in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is yoga Vishnu Bhakti. It is he speaks yoga. When Patanjali speaks yoga, it is a he speaks yoga. When Krishna speaks Sankhya in the 2nd chapter, it is he speaks Sankhya. When Kapila is speaking Sankhya, that is the Kapila, it is a he speaks Sankhya. When Krishna speaks karma in the 3rd and the 5th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, it is theistic karma. When Jaimini speaks karma, it is atheistic karma. Of course, this is where Prabhupada talks in purpose so clearly about these things. I know many Madhva scholars and Vaishnava scholars, they just cannot differentiate between the Sankhya of Krishna and Sankhya of atheistic Kapila. They think both are the same. Srila Prabhupada talks about it. People think that these two Sankhyas are the same, but they are not. People think Krishna's yoga and Kapila's yoga are the same. Even Vaishnava scholars think so, but it is not. Krishna, what he spoke is yoga Mishra Bhakti. What Patanjali spoke is only just yoga, which is nothing to do with Bhakti.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense. So, Prabhu, the second question was this. Of course, you differentiated between Nyaya and Vaisheshika. You said Nyaya is atoms is the source of everything, and Vaisheshika is combination of atoms. So, besides that, how does actually manifest as a different group? How do they elaborate, or how do they?
Okay, I'll just tell only those things which can be really understood in nature. So,
okay.
In Nyaya, the process of analysis, there is pramaya and pramana. The pramana are analyzed very nicely in Nyaya. Whereas the Prameya, the object of knowledge, they are analyzed very nicely in Vaisheshika. But the problem in both of them is the same, because they act as only earth, water, fire, air. They don't act as the ethereal elements, ether as an element, which the modern science also, when it comes to ether, they have no idea. They say earth, water, fire, air. Okay, what about ether? Ether is not actually an element in the modern science. So all these people come from there. Nyaya Vaisheshika, Sankhya Yoga, and Puru Mimamsa, Tirumala Mimamsa, they are two sets of three. So Nyaya and Vaisheshika, they are like brothers. Like I spoke about Sankhya and Yoga, they are like brothers. What was deficient in Sankhya was certainly tried to fulfill in Yoga by giving some guard, giving some practicality, but the basis was Sankhya. In the same way, what was their deficiency in Nyaya, Vaisheshika tried to fulfill it by elaborating on the Prameya. The Prameya means the object of knowledge, like the element and other things. So find some practicality he added in place. Vaisheshika did. Kanala, he added some practicality in place. In this way, both are similar. Because if you just say atom, then how is it that there are atoms in this world which are bonding? So the bonding of atoms, the combination of atoms, she brings a new concept of what do you call it? How do you say in the modern science? The adhesive force, something like
cohesive that. Force, some sort of energy that binds. Yeah,
yeah, between two atoms which are, one is iron, other is wood. How is it so? So he brings in that concept, because in Nyaya there is no description about why everything is atom. Few atoms are like wood, few atoms are like iron, few atoms are like water. Why is it so? Samavaya, the principle of Samavaya is described very elaborately in my Vaisheshika.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I can tell at present.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Prabhu. Thank you very much for bringing up things. Thank you so much. Anyone else has any questions or any comments or any other further discussion that you would like to have on this topic?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanva Pranam, thank you so much for explaining it so beautifully. Maybe, you know, my conditioning is such that I still missed it. So in this sixth philosophy, Prabhu, the one is the Mimamsaka philosophy. Then you talked about the Sankhya philosophy, which is propounded by Kapila, who is an atheistic Kapila. And then you went on for the Nyaya philosophy, like Gautama and Khanada. Then the Mayavadi philosophy, and then finally you went for the Patanjali, that is the yoga. So what is the sixth one, Prabhu? Yeah. These are all five.
So let me just count. Nyaya, Vaisheshika, Sankhya, Yoga, Purimamsa, and Uttar Mimamsa, Mayavadi. Six. Nyaya.
Okay, so Mimamsa has two.
By Gautama. Nyaya, Gautama, Vaisheshika, Kanada. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Sankhya by Kapila, Yoga by Patanjali, Purva Mimamsa or Karma Mimamsa by Jainini, Uttara Mimamsa by Vyasa, and the commentary to Uttara Mimamsa by Shankara is the sixth one.
Okay. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your time and effort. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Koti Koti, Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Komalochan Prabhuji, H. Komalochan Prabhuji, can you please teach us one Vaishnava song? Prabhuji? Yeah.
Teach one Vaishnava song? Now? Sorry.
Can anyone else have any questions or comments? Okay. Okay, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. And thanks to all the devotees who joined. So if there are no other questions or comments, we can end the call. And also, if anyone wants to know more about this, I believe Prabhu has a seminar done on Vaishnava Institute of Higher Education on the Shat Darshan philosophy, so you can refer more on it. So with this, we'll end the call. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripasindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, His Grace Kamal Lochan Prabhuji ki jai.